You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were at Home Depot yesterday. Oops. We were at a large big box home improvement store yesterday. And Gretchen was looking for some sort of piping for this mushroom stuff she's doing and found a guy to help her. And he more than once, and I watched her bristle, he more than once was like, "Well, ma'am, we blah, 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 blah." And she's like, A few moments later, he's like, "Ma'am, is this going to work for him?" She's like, And I knew what was going on because she's told me before, she hates being called ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the worst things that you can say to a woman. So when we got in the car and we're driving home, she goes, "He called me ma'am like 4 times."
"He sure did, ma'am."
Yeah. And I said, "Well, his intention is
courtesy and courtesy, respect.
But it's a respectful title."
"Sure is."
"So he's not trying to..."
"He's not belittling you or anything."
She feels that it's almost like a misogynistic type of term. And she says, "I don't ever want to be called ma'am."
"Good to know."
I said, what do you recommend in its place?" She goes, "Nothing." She goes, the word wasn't necessary in the conversation. "Well, ma'am, the pipes are over there." Could have been, "Well, the pipes are over there." She goes, "I don't have to be labeled anything."
I guess it's all the inflection. He's not saying ma'am. He's just saying ma'am.
I know.
And you know,
it's just one of those things where different people don't like being called different things. We had a producer on our show back in the 90s. That was Sweet L.A. She was wonderful. First producer I worked with on this show. And she couldn't stand it when anybody called men or women, when they referred to women as gals. She's like, "Do not call me a gal."
It's like an old-timey...
I guess.
That is kind of like a belittling.
Is it?
Disrespectful.
I mean, because again, the intent is not to, it's like, "Hey, there were a bunch of gals at this party." And she's like, "Oh, don't call me a gal. And so it's funny, after years of working with her, that word has been excised from my vocabulary. I haven't worked with Leanne in 20 something years, and I still won't say the word gal.
Yeah. Because there's more like her then. There's more women out there that don't like that, which I agree with. I don't like using that either. It just doesn't sound good. It reminds me of, when was this? A year or two ago, and I went off about how the security guard downstairs in our building, when we come in, he was calling me sir every day. "Hello, sir. Good morning, sir. Have a good day, sir." And it just made me feel incredibly awkward, like I had not earned the sir title yet. I still felt I was young enough that I shouldn't be called sir, whereas he was an older gentleman, and I felt like I should be coming in saying, "Good morning, sir. How are you, sir? Thank you, sir, for watching over the building this evening," you know?
Well, now, that's an interesting point.
And it made me feel incredibly awkward.
At what age do you think you have, quote, earned the title?
That's the thing. I don't know if it's I don't know. I can't put a number on it, but I just feel like there's more life experience involved with the sir title. And then it's funny because that was a few years ago, but now I've caught myself saying sir to people, like, and it always makes me feel awkward if I got a kid taking my order or something, or they hand me back my credit card. I go, "Thank you, sir. Have a good day."
Sure.
And it's like, "Oh, I called this teenager sir. He doesn't deserve that yet." He's not a sir.
If you think about the classic movie Animal House, where they're getting paddled, what they say after each one is, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" And the guy doing paddling can't be more than 21, 22. College kid. I guess different people are triggered
they're
by
wired.
Different words like that.
They're just wired different. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of this.
For me, just stick with, "Hey, man, hey, dude, hey, bud."
And then it leads to the question. We had somebody write in and ask us about this, was whether women can be referred to as dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
No, and I don't like that either.
I know a woman who calls her friends, whatever, she'll say, "Dude.
Dude.
You gotta," and I've asked her about it. She's like, "Dude has no gender associated with it. It used to." She goes, "Not anymore. Now a woman can be dude."
Well, this is news to me.
"Hey, dude, what are you doing?"
This is news to me.
Yeah, so
She you go try it out. You first.
She says that both men and women can be dude. Well, I mean, I think we do it.
I want you to start today with every woman that calls the show. Go, hey, dude.
Well,
see how that goes. And I'll go, what's up, gal?
Oh, yeah, ma'am. No, no.
We'll see how
no.
that goes today.
Anyway, this has it's altered my thinking because now I am at least pausing, I think, before I use any of these words. And, you know, just, hey, I want to be respectful.
That's right.
But I'm confused because some things I thought were respectful, and now I'm told that they are not respectful.
Ugh. Let's just not talk to each other.
We are in a constantly evolving, morphing world, especially when it comes to language.
This is why we're all texting each other now. It's too difficult.
Because you would never text the word ma'am.
That's right.